we spoke in the past, and the Olam learned there are psulei hadar and psulei chaser. Psulei chaser is if it's missing ukedoyma. Psulei hadar is something that's missing in the beautifulness of the esrig. What's an example of something that's a psul hadar? The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Tazayin, let's say an esrig that's black, that shachar, that's black. If roiv the esrig is black, which is very not common, the halach is that it's pasul. There's another din, other psulim also in hadar, that if it's roiv the esrig is chazazis, it's pasul. Let's say it's not on roiv the esrig, but it's spread out in two or three places. So even if it's not covering most of the esrig, only certain parts of the esrig, still it's going to be pasul. There's actually machlokes, the three, when it's, let's say, black in three different areas, does it have to be spread around roiv the esrig? Or even if it's in one area, as long as these three, it's pasul. So that's the halacha, the same is also by chazazis. Chazazis is not a bletel, a blatzla. Chazazis is a bump, whatever it is, we're not going to go into it now. But that's also pasul, b'makom, either it's roiv or three different places. Where does this halacha come from, the halacha of a black dot? Even a black dot, we check in the esrig, a black dot. Where does that halacha come from? And which means a black dot, even a small black dot. L'chair, the vial we spoke about, if roiv the esrig is black, or even if it's not roiv the esrig, three places around the esrig spread around, where's one black dot that it passes? So it's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that even though on the bottom, around the whole esrig, you need at least roiv or three different places, the top part of the esrig, from the place the esrig goes up and then it starts on a tilt to go up to the pitim, from where the tilt starts to going up, that's the chaitim. Poisel chazazis, the whole shinui mara, like the Mishnah Berurah explains, a black dot. All of these psulim, Zokter Shulchan Aruch Bekolshu. These are psul on the top part of the esrig, even is Bekolshu. So really, it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Aflam, but here, Medveiz, that Bechoitmo is a filo b'mashu. Why even b'mashu? If Hadar, we learned that Allah is, you have to have roiv the esrig or spread around the esrig, why on the Chaitim even b'mashu? So Rashi explains, the other Rishonim, that since chaitim is the most upper part of the esrig and your eye catches that part of the esrig, so the mela, even b'mashu, a person sees it and it's pasul. The other parts of the esrig, if there'll only be a small black dot, your eye doesn't catch it, and the mela, it's not going to be, it won't be problematic in hadar, it's not a not beautiful esrig. Mashagan on the top part of the esrig, your eye gets a lashon Rashi, shenirisham le'inayim, in that part, a person puts his eyes, and a mela, that's why it's possible, even b'mashu, a black dot, even b'mashu. Before going into what we're going to discuss, the black dot, it's kedai to know these are big machlokes, what's called chaitim. When the Gemara says chaitim b'mashu, what is the definition of chaitim? We just read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, chaitim, what's chaitim? Chaitim is from where it starts the tilting, the esrig goes up, and then once it starts going up like a hill, like a slide going up, that's where the chaitim is. So that is the Shitas HaRosh, and the Rosh is Madaik like that, and in the Rif as well, and the Rach. They learned that the chaitim is the part of the esrig from where it starts tilting. That's where chaitim is. However, Shitas Rashi learns that the chaitim is not the part where it tilts, it's the part below where it tilts. That little area before it starts tilting going up, that's called the chaitim. I haven't found how much is the shear, just b'mashu, a little circle around, how much, I don't know, but that's Shitas Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi over here, Rashi says, in other words, the area right before it starts tilting up, that small little area, that's the area where the chaitim is. There's another two shittas. There's a shittas a Rambam, the Ritzkeis, that learned that it's by the pitim, and the shittas a Ran is that it's under the pitim. But the ikker two shittas, there's a machlokes, but the ikker shittas a Rosh is where it starts tilting, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch brings Ladina. And then these shittas Rashi that learns a little bit lower down. Of course, lenafka mina, because if you find a black dot, this black dot or any psul hadar which is b'mashu, where is the chaitim? Is the chaitim only where the tilt is, or even below the tilt, that little rim as well? Shitas Rashi is only that, right? Only, and the Rosh learns fakarat is where the tilt is, and avada. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rosh. The Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, which we just said, says like the Rosh. The Rosh, the Hainu Mamakim Shemaschol Lishapeya Ada Pitma, all the way up. What's Lamaisa? What's with Shitas Rashi? So the Chassam Sofer
below.
Rashi says the words of Rashi. But Oivi Gavoy Shemeshapeya Misham VeYoyru Latzad Roishay.
Where it starts, not below that point.
Right where it starts, the way how they learn Rashi means right where it starts, not when it's already tilting, right below where it starts. From
that point, I
you learned that it's the part where it started being Mishapeya?
The Goyva Yesod is the top of the Yesod. The Oivi of the Goyva, where it's thick in the top of the Yesod before it starts sloping.
Right,
so
right.
That's the, but it's not, he asked me how, in other words, from half of the Esrig, everything from half until where it starts sloping. So you have a whole.
So, Lamaisa, I saw the Bialocha speaks about it. I will discuss afterwards. I want to ask, the Bialocha handles and he says it can't be from half, because then how do you have Rubai?
Right.
Right. So it's not. But anyways,
so
I wanted to.
If it's not what's Mishapeya, so then you can easily have Rai.
We'll handle it afterwards, because the Shaila and the Mitzvah will speak about it. If Reb Elia wants to say that maybe Rashi means Fakert, wants it, we had a place where it starts tilting. Lamaisa, I'll bring a raya that it's not like that in Rashi, because there's a very big list of poiskim that handle if you have to be machmer to sheet like Shitas Rashi. If Rashi learns that it's where it begins to start going up, that's included in the Rosh. So there's nothing what to be machmer in Shitas Rashi. Rashi is, if anything, makel. He just says the whole piece of the Rosh, only a little piece. Rashi is learning below the Rosh's pitim. But my said, Chassam Sofer says you should be machmer for Shitas Rashi, Chassam Sofer and other poskim, and others argue, and others, even I think the Bialocha says that Avadi you should be machmer, but if you don't have B'dievan, even the first day, which Hadar for sure is a problem, the Kula Alma says the Bialocha, you could take it B'dievan, even with a Bracha. So, but Lamaisa, that's the chaitim is mavur, even b'mashu. The shaila is, what is the sheer mashu? What, how much is a mashu? Mashu, a dot, a black dot. What is mashu? By chametz, these are iser chametz, b'mashu. No matter how small it is, it's a mashu. What's mashu over here? How small is the black dot? So you'll tell me mashu, pashas means mashu, no matter how small, there's something there.
You can't see it.
Oh, so lemaisa, that's very good. What's taka together of bakolshu? What the Mishnah Berurah brings is the mabit. The mabit is the one who speaks about it, he goes through and explains what the gather of mashu is. The first thing he says is that it has to be nira l'chol adam, which means everybody has to be able to see it. As opposed to if only a few people, a mumcha, someone that has a very, very good eyesight and he picks up small things, that's lafuge that. If only such people could see it, that's not called nirulei naim. Nirulei naim is lashon is, you have to be able to see, we're going to speak about it soon, it has to be able to see that, he says, the kol b'nei adam, people have to see it, not just an expert, a very good eyesight, everybody has to be able to see it.
With something? Magnifying glass.
We're gonna get the magnifying glass. We're gonna get the glasses. We're gonna try to cover. We're gonna get to it. One other thing. These four items that we're gonna speak about in Nirulei Naim. Let's go slowly one at a time. The din is that it has to be Nirulei to everybody. The lashon is Nirulei Chol Adam. Everybody has to be able to see it. If you take a look in the Magen Avram that brings the Mabit. The Magen Avram says it has to be Nirulei Roiv Bnei Adam. as long as most people are able to see it, that's enough. Which is a very big nafka min aladina if most people or everybody has to see it. What's the nafka min kapshutai la halacha? You go to buy an esrig, you look at it, and you see a black dot, but you're not sure, is it? Yeah, nirla inayim, not nirla inayim. So you call over your friend, take a look at the esrig, do you see anything or not? So, and the guy looks and he doesn't see anything. If you need nirulei naim l'chol to everybody, he didn't see it. It's not nirulei naim to everybody, and mamela it's going to be a kosher. But if you need nirulei naim to roiv, most people have to see it. This is not cool. So we don't know. We don't means you found one person doesn't see it. You want to know what the roiv is? You have to go to a mumcha, to a moirai ra that knows what's together, how many people could see it or not. But if it's roiv and you find one person doesn't see it, maybe he's from the miyut. The shaila is just a second, Elliot. The shaila is the mabitz lashon is that it has to be near lakol b'nei adam. What the Magen Avraham says, roiv b'nei adam. So you need roiv. The other poskim say like that also. Shulchan Aruch Harav says roiv b'nei adam. The Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Hashulchan, roiv b'nei adam. So even if you'll find a few people that look at the esrog and don't see the black dot, that's not called enayin. It's not called that it's not near leinayim and it's going to be kosher.
Some people are close blind. I'm saying
it
can't be.
You can always find somebody who can't see.
So that's a different thing. You're saying if somebody doesn't have a good eyesight. We're talking about people that are mayan yana. We're talking about. You're saying that's called.
That's what they mean. It means word, meaning regular person. It doesn't mean.
You're saying the people that. But let's say you find a person that he has a good eyesight. You know that he can see. He doesn't even have glasses and he can't see. So that's not called call.
I think it's like a 60%, 40%, 51, 49.
You're saying that call is lav dafka.
Yeah.
But Maisa, I hear you saying that call is lav dafka. The Maisa of Eliashiv is bothered with this shaila. He says, but he says the Maisa of Avram quotes them a bit, and he says roiv. So no. Eli wants to say that enchanami call roiv. It's he says that Hayosi is a klal of Ruboi Kekulai. So Pasha al Tzalacha, there's a klal in Ganshas Ruboi Kekulai. So mainly, you take a half Kulai. Take a half Kulai. If you could just allow me to bring a Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Taz asks a Shaila, we say, Meloichal Kola Oilam Kulai. The Ebesha should be Meloichal Kola Oilam Kulai. What's Al Kola Oilam on the whole world? Kulai. It's a Kvelas Alashan. Zok the Taz. Because Meloichal Kala Oilam is the din Ruboi Kekulai. But being Mespalo, the Eibah shouldn't just be Mamlech only on Roy of the world. It should be out to din Ruboi Kekulai. It should be Mamlech on literally the whole world. But, anyways, over here, the halacha is that Ruboi Kekulai, so mainly as long as most people are able to see, doesn't make a difference even to me. So we're on the same page over here that you don't have to have everybody, Ruboi is enough. The next thing we have to understand and look into is how is he looking at the esrog? Takes a look at the esrog, so you can look at it by like really intensely looking at it, staring at it histakless, or you could just take a glance. Obviously, if you just take a glance and you give a turn to esrog like this, you're not going to see as much as when you look at it and you stare at it back and forth and back and forth. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Mabit. The Mabit also says that it's Bali Hastaklus. When you look at the Esrig and to find this black dot, it has to be Bali Hastaklus. Mishnah Berurah brings it. What's the gather Bali Hastaklus without steering? The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Harav is, Einoi Postel Elmke Nero L'Roiv B'nei Adam, like we mentioned, says Roiv, V'Hashkafer Rishayna. When you pick up the esrog and you take a look at it and you don't see anything, it's kosher. If you're going to look a lot and you find something, it's still going to be kosher. It doesn't make a difference as long as you don't see anything at the first look. Avada the poskim say that if, let's say, you look through the esrog and then you found something after looking at it very intensely, you put down the esrog, then you pick up the esrog, you know right away exactly where, under that bump, where to find it. That's not called Bashkafa Rishayna. Bashkafa Rishayna means the first time you look at the esrog, and if you don't see anything, it's kosher. So the Vayilu, we have two nakudas. One thing is that you need most people shouldn't find it. Roiv b'nei Adam. Then also Bashkafer Rishayna, look at it right away. Then there's another din. Where does you hold it? When you hold the Esrog, even if it's Bashkafer Rishayna, how far, how close? These different options. You hold the Esrog far, then you see less. Close, very close to the eyes. How close do you hold the Esrog? The lashon amabit is ki merias einav ad yadoi einoi nira. In other words, you don't see it from where you're holding it to your eyes. You don't see it, but how far, how close are you holding the esrog? Of course, when you see people looking at esrogim, if you get very close to it, you could see better. So how close? So the prima gadim says a lashon. I'll read the lashon of prima gadim. That's what the ilam holds. The lashon of prima gadim is Masha Inkin, when don't you say nearly naya mashu is possible and tsarach iun the histakless, if you have to look at it strong like we said before, that doesn't passel. Ume rochik tsas e nira, if it's further away a little bit you don't see it, is ain't possible. In other words, the prima gadim says that if when you look at the asterisk, if it's a little further away you don't see any black dot, it's gonna be kosher. That's what the Prima Gadim says. So what is this Rochik Tzas? How close? How far? What are we talking about over here? The Chazanish. This is a famous Chazanish. The Chazanish in Ur Chaim, I'll read you the Lashon. The Lashon HaChazanish is Mashikosav Amabitim Tzorech Estaklis Einoi Posol Hainu the Gamba Korav Tzorech Estaklis. In other words, says the Chazanish, when do I say a stackless doesn't pass, which means if you have to steer at the asterisk to find the black dot, it doesn't become possible. When do I say that then? That's only if you need to steer at it and bakarif. But let's say you don't need a stackless, which means you hold the asterisk close and right on the first glance you see already the black dot, then it's going to be possible. Which means a chazanish is saying that if you hold the asterisk close, and only by holding it close could you see the black dot, Zokta Chazanish and Bechahai Gavna, it's going to be possible. The Chazanish is Machmer, yeah. That even if you hold the Esrog close to you, and by holding it close you could see the black dot, it's going to be possible. Which means Nirele Nayim, holding it close, which helps you see the black dot, it's going to be possible. He's going in the Mabit. We'll handle in a minute if the Chazanish is not like the Prima Gadim, but let's first try to get up to understand the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that if you hold it close and you can see a black dot, it's possible. So how close? If you hold the Esrog Mamish like this, that's also called Nira. How close? He says the Lashon Karav. How close? So the point, how close? How close? He says Karav. Again, the Lashon is Avalim roya kishu b'karav b'loya stakulus is possible. If it's close, b'loya stakulus, it's possible. How close? So the poiskim, Reb Yashiv, Reb Vosner, other poiskim say that it means you're holding it. Reb Yashiv says, they bring a lashon, how you hold it when you're shaking the dal d'minim. Over here, somewhere, not mamish right here, but not far out, somewhere in the middle. Some say like a lashon of hold, what? In the Chazanish, they're going in the Chazanish, which means even the Chazanish that says Karev doesn't mean right by your eye. Karev means close to you. You hold them when you shake the dal of minim. It's over here, however close it is. I'll show you. They say it in the Chazanish. When it's close to you, that's called close. That if you see a black dot, it's going to be possible. So it comes out these really in the levels of closeness, these very close, right to your eye, these normal, when you look at something, you pick up something to look at something, anything, a book, a lahavdil, a sefer, so you don't hold it right by your eye, you don't hold it far out, you hold it regularly. So that's pashtus, how they learn in the Chazanish, it's somewhere in the middle. Yeah. I'm not sure in the Prima Gadim, let's say, that's what I want to know. When the Prima Gadim says that you look at it rochik tzas. So what does rochik tzas mean? Does rochik tzas mean you're holding the asterisk all the way out? That's rochik tzas. or the Prima Gadim also learns like our understanding of the Chazanish, a little bit out, these four levels, these right by your eye, these a little bit out, more and more, I don't know.
Well, it says can't be that, because that's as far as it gets. What are you going to
put it on the table? So Elamayit, no, so obviously means here. So then Pashtus, if Rochik Tzas means somewhere in the middle, not your hand straight. So then it would be the same thing as the Chazanish, somewhere in the middle. Then it's not Rochik Tzas as far as you could hold it. The next, so what do we have so far? We have the halacha and a black dot that a roiv people have to be able to see it. That we have, that it has to be that you see it on the first glance. And then we just spoke about how close you hold it, someone in the middle, not too close, not too far. These are halacha, which was brought up just before, I think. You brought up, Moshe, the shaila about a magnifying glass. What's if you don't see it regularly, only with a magnifying glass? So it's poshet. La halacha, we don't go with a magnifying glass. If you cannot see it without a magnifying glass, then it's kosher. The same thing that poskim bring, these tshuvas, by all the halachas. One is Tailom. We learned here in the night coil. We went through Shtark. Tailom, Avada, these are Tuftam Vadas of Shlame Kluga. These are whole Shtikal Orcha Shulchan. That of course, you don't go with a magnifying glass. If not, you look into water, these full of bugs, and you're breathing these thousands of bugs. You don't go with a magnifying glass. The same thing as Lagabe Chibin Rav has a tshuva Lagabe Oisius connected in the Sefer Torah, Nirulei Naim. You don't go with a magnifying glass. Ramosha has a very long tshuva. Also, the same thing that you don't, not for Maris, Ribu of Tfilin, Sak and Shalshchita, we don't go with a magnifying glass. So, Mameila, by an Estrig, if you go to Chaitim and you don't see anything with what we spoke before, if you take a magnifying glass and you see it, it is not possible, it's kosher, it's still Nichla Lahadar. When, yes, do you see certain cases that taka a magnifying is used, and even you go to, you see even by the ones who check a Sroigim have it, even the Rabbanim. Because Lamaisa, these two things, let's say if you're not sure if it's Chasser, or even in a black dot, or we had the same thing by Talam also, the Talam, they also have it, if you see something and you're not sure what you see, or you're not clear, so then the magnifying glass will help you to be able to understand what you see. You see a little bit something interesting in the estrog, and you're not sure if it's chaser or it's not chaser. So you look with the magnifying glass, it'll help you define what you're taka seeing. But just to see something with a magnifying glass does not passel, it's kosher. Lamaisa, in Shuvas van Hagas, Ramosha Stambach brings a story that the Chazanish once saw Reb Chaim Brisker. This is what he brings there. Reb Chaim Brisker was looking at an estrog with a magnifying glass. And the Chazanish asked him, he was Matmiya, what are you using a magnifying glass? The halacha is a magnifying glass, is not a machriya, it doesn't make a difference. So he said, I'm maskim taka, you're right, Ladina, you don't have to use the magnifying glass. But his lashon was that, yesh eze, there's some sort of hiddur, still a maisa, that it should be a maser b'li mum klal. That's what Reb Chaim told him. To say, even though Medina taka you don't have to use, if somebody uses it, shot as he wants it, your mama should be clean. That's what Reb Chaim told him. He still what not to look, what to use a magnifying. Fashteitzach, if he used a magnifying glass, I would assume Kolshkin used the other things, the stockless and miyut b'nei adab and close. But that was the mice over there, Lagabi, looking at an esrog on the top for a black dot. At Khan we spoke, Lagabe, the halachas of checking, that if you don't see it right away, then it's not considered a black dot. What's about the opposite? Let's say you look at it right away and it looks like it's a black dot. But then, are you looking at it more intensely? You look at better, closer, you look at it better, stockless, you see it's talking out a black dot. Either it's a different color, or it's a dirt or something. What's the halacha over there? Oh. So you should know, Be'etzim, not everybody agrees. One second. What's takad halacha? It's not a black dot. If you go basanirile naim elia, if the halacha is just like in passless, what your eye sees. So if lamaisa you look like this, you're holding the esrog and you see it's a black dot. So it's lachayrish should passel, just like the other way around. When you take an esrog and there's really a black dot over there, but lamaisa when you look at it quickly, you don't see it, so it doesn't passel in hadar. So the opposite should be the same thing also. If when you take the esrog, you see a black dot, it looks like a black dot.
I'm saying first has to be black dot, right? Then you have to be able to see it. That's another time. But first has to be a black dot.
So Vaita, this Rabbi Yashiv also says, but it's not muskim lakoil. Rabbi Yashiv says that the whole shmuz in the mabit, looking nirile naim, all the tnoim we said, is all to define when there is a black dot. If there's no black dot, like let's say there's aloch, if it's black because of what they sprayed, it's not part of the esrog, certain cases, it's not a problem. If there's no black dot, so then there's no black dot to passel. If there's a black dot, you have to be able to see it right away. But if there's no black dot, who cares if there's an illusion and it looks like a black dot? So Meila Zokta Yashiv, if you see a black dot, but you look at it very strongly and you see that it's not a black dot, it's going to be kosher. However, say to Poiskim, if you look with a magnifying glass, over there it doesn't make a difference. With a magnifying glass, you don't see a black dot, it's still going to be possible. Everybody agrees. You're not Tzaymach on the magnifying glass, not Lakula, not Lachumra. So even though we're saying that if there's no black dot, there's no black dot, but you can't rely on a magnifying glass just like Lechumra to see it, just like to say that there is a black dot, more than Lekula also. Just one more.
We have the same thing by Simon and by itself, right? It's not in this case. As a
he's a tzad. If you see snap of a kaskesas lipa dafkal yidei a magnifying glass, he's a tzad that it should be kosher. No. The emes says that what's the halacha over there? Is the halacha that it needs nirulay naim, or there has to be? If the metzias is, you see what a magnifying glass. But if it's there, it's there. One more nakuda. I want to end on time. One more nakuda. There's an interesting nakuda about glasses. Rav Lipa just mentioned before a metzias thing about lenses, that people say that with a lens you don't see as well. So Mamela, really what would come out is that if you look with a lens and you don't see anything, that wouldn't be a raya, that it's clean, that it's not a black dot, not a stockless, that's a lens thing. I didn't see it inside. But what's about glasses? Using glasses to be considered if you saw it, you didn't see? So I want to share what the Olam of Tveris Yisrael. The Tveris Yisrael in Negoyim, Peruk Beis Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says that if a Koyin that looks at Negoyim, if his eyesight is not good, he's a prophet, he can't see. But what happens, says the Yochanan of Tveris Yisrael, what happens if he could only see through glasses? Is that considered that he could see the Nega? So he says, Avada, that's considered, you could see him, Mele, he could be Matamar Nega, be Matar Nega. He says, Varaya, people get Aliyas all the time, and they wear glasses. Even though glasses really is technically some sort of type of magnifying glass, but Lamai says that's the way of seeing. So Mele, you can rely, he doesn't say Esrig, but he says, Lagavi, Latame Negoyim, Lagavi to be Oilu Latoira, Kiddush Levana, you look with your glasses, it's considered a Ria. So what would come out should be the same thing over here also by Esrig. If you look at an Esrig and you're looking at it through glasses, that would be considered a regular Ria for the Dinam Negei that we just spoke about. So just to be Masakim, what we had over here is that there's a halacha on the Chaitim, on the top of the Esrig. The Paslus is a Paslus B'mashu, even B'kolshu. And the Kolshu has to be, first of all, nearer at least L'Roiv B'nei Adam. If just a few professional people could see it, that's not enough. It has to be seen Bashkafer Rishayna right when you look at the asterisk. It has to be that it's not too close. It has to be somewhere in the middle. They bring Ramosha when he looked at Astroigim, looked like that. That can't be not too close, not too far. And then we see that a magnifying glass is not a Machriya, not Lakula, and not Lachumra.
Yeah.